سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر.
I want to really speak about something very important. I receive from here, from Chicago, a lot of phone calls from a lot of brothers and sisters from Bosnia. Ask me always same question. Normally, I was in a fatwa online today. Most of the question, and even my wife, she was listening, and she said, my God, all the question about riba and houses and riba and houses. Yes, this is what we receive most of the fatwa online. Except my dear brothers and my dear sisters from here, when I receive phone calls from brothers and sisters and family about sihr. About what? Black magic. Black magic. What is called this today? Where? What is called it? Tawi?
Hamalia.
What?
Hamalia.
Hamalia. Did I say it right?
Hamalia.
Ah. What do you call it?
Tawisma.
Hamalia. Hamalia. Tawida. And then a lot of brothers. I was shocked when I said, brothers from here, they came all the way to Austin. How many hours from here around? 14, 16, 17 hours driving just for these things, for the Hamalia. And then when I was in Des Moines, mashallah, every day they used to come from Chicago. Brothers, I hear there is someone here in this city, and I heard he is an Arab. And people go to him and he says, bring a rooster and slaughter the rooster. And yesterday they called me dove, hamama, dove or bird and slaughter the bird. Yeah? What that?
Lamb too.
A lamb too? MashaAllah. And I heard, MashaAllah, one brother told me I was going to Bosnia. Bijin. Yeah, Bijin. And he said he was going to Bosnia and suddenly he was next to him in the airplane. And he was in his way to Bosnia, or coming from Bosnia. Some coming, and he saw like rings in his hand and gold. And I don't know, the Prophet ﷺ said, gold for men is haram, and it's for him is not haram or what, I don't know. But anyway, I have to say something very important. Oh, before I say something, the brother, they always give me this, Hamalia.
Hamalia.
Huh? Hamalia. 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 And I said, when I try to open it, I said, no, Sheikh, don't open it. I said, why? And I said, some kind of curse will come on you. I said, don't worry. Allah will never curse me because I'm special. Well, I always say that. I said, don't worry, Allah is not going to curse me because I'm very special to Allah Azza wa Jal. I said, open it. And I open it. And I show the brothers. And say, this is not Arabic. This is not English. This is not even hieroglyphic language. Is nothing. Shakhabit. You know what shakhabit is? You know, have you ever saw a chicken? And what the chicken do in the sand? What the scratch, you know? It says, when you give your son or your daughter 1 year or 2 years pen and paper, what they do? Like this. That is exactly what that person do. That means, we believe there is a black magic. There is black magic. And there is envy. And someone can make sihr on you, by the way. There is. People deal with the jinn. But Muslims, we never deal with jinn. You know when the people used to come to Boca to Iowa? You know how I treat the people? How do you think I treat the people? I call another jinn to come. I call another jinn? No, astaghfirullah al-azim. Because I have no connection with them. They hate me. But you know what? Oh, no, Brother Ibrahim. He called Muslim jinn. What do you call? Muslim jinn, impossible we call Muslim jinn. Muslim jinn will never deal with us. We are human beings from sand, and they are jinn, Muslim jinn, but from fire. Simple. But they are Muslims, they will never deal. They know it's haram. They know it's haram to deal with me. And it's haram, me, haram to deal with them. I want to just warn you, brothers and sisters. You can protect yourself easy from the jinn with ruqya. You know what Ruqya is? Abdurrahman, come here please, front of the camera. Have your hand and recite Surah Al-Fatiha. What is Surah Al-Fatiha is? Everybody memorize it. You know Surah Al-Fatiha? Yalla, read.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Who's your teacher? Who's your teacher? The Quranic teacher. تعالينا. Huh? No. Who teach you Bismillah ar-Rahman, to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? MashaAllah, perfect. He said, you're not Bosnian. You're a fake Bosnian. You're an Arab. MashaAllah, may Allah bless him, brother. Only Surah Al-Fatiha, ya akhi. Only dua. You know what dua is? Bismillah الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. And that's it. Three times. Can you say that? Bismillah الذي. Say it. Bismillah الذي. لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. If you say it three times, anybody in his head, in his heart, anywhere, but not a woman, except your wife and your daughter and your mother and your grandmother. And I heard there is some woman, they go to this person. He told me, he took his wife. He came actually all the way to Austin, mashallah. So you came for me to make ruqya for you. I said, yes, brother Ibrahim. Actually, when he called me, I thought there is a problem between him and his wife. And what is the problem? Just to solve it, to speak with him, to solve it. No, I found out he have a... This the one? and it is a disaster to believe in this. And you know what? Listen carefully, please. He give them this hamaliya for protection. That is kufr. If you believe this hamaliya will protect you, I'm sorry to say that is kufr. But the Prophet say that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that. Not me. Don't believe in these things. Do not. If you have something hanging, I'm telling you, put it in the garbage. And don't be afraid to put it in the garbage. You're not going to be cursed. And don't believe in this. You can make ruqya. And you know what to do for your kids before they sleep? What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for Al-Hasan al-Husayn? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Have your hands like this. Have your hands like this. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. How many times? Three. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Three. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And do like this. And do like this. And all their bodies. And your body. Like this. Wipe over your body. And your families. Your wife. Your son. Your daughter. And that's it. That is ruqya. Beautiful ruqya, ya akhi. Right or not? And you know what? I have to tell you something very important. Do you know how much it costs? Free, ya akhi, wallah. Wallah, is it free? This man, he went all the way to Bosnia to make ruqya for someone. The ticket cost money. To stay there, it cost money. And definitely because he's a traveler from Chicago all the way there. That is, somebody give him big bucks. That is waste of money. Put the money in the masjid. Give it to the poor. Definitely there is poor people in Bosnia, right or not? Give it to them, ya akhi. It will work. Wallahi, they will make dua. This dua, Allah protect you from any black magic. Trust me with that. Don't believe in this because it's not true. Ruqya is simple, brothers. Read Surah Al-Fatiha. And that's it. Wallahi, if a scorpion or a snake bite you, and I'm talking about hadith. Sahaba, they're a traveler, and they pass by in a tribe, and the leader of the tribe, first, they asked for food, to give them food, they refused to give them food. But the leader, the master of that tribe, he was bited by a snake. And they told the Sahaba, do you know how to make ruqya to treat this person from the snake? God, yes, give us food first. And they give him food. And he reads Surah Al-Fatiha. That Sahaba he read is what? Only Surah Al-Fatiha. Nothing else but Surah Al-Fatiha. And he was cured. But some Sahaba, they're afraid to eat. They were afraid to eat. They went to the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ, yes, eat. But don't take money for ruqya. But then some Sahaba, the Prophet ﷺ, because of that, the Prophet approved it. If you are really in need, if you are really in need, it's fine. But it's, don't, because you're not in need. Make the ruqya, make it for yourself. You don't have to come for Ibrahim Dirimali for ruqya. Trust me with that. You can do it. Simple and easy. You know what? If there is hasad, you know what hasad is? Black magic. No, astaghfirullah. An evil eye. Envy, an evil eye. You know what is to do with the evil eye, brother hasad? Very simple. Very simple. If you know who give you the hasad, if you know who give you the hasad, it's very simple. Make that person make wudu. make wudu. Take the water of the wudu. Just take the water, what? And wash yourself. And just wash yourself for the wudu. On the spot, you become cured. Have shifa on the spot. It's not tomorrow. On the spot. From where I got this? Because the Prophet ﷺ did that. Oh, by the way, you know this evil eye sometimes? Sometimes we give it to our own selves and we don't feel it. You know, sometimes you can give it to your wife or your wife give it to you and there is no intention. You know, if you look at your wife and you're supposed to do that all the time and tell your wife you are the most beautiful woman I ever see. You're supposed to tell your wife all the time that you are the most beautiful woman. Yes, you have to, dude. Okay, can I tell yourself, we are in the microphone, can I tell your name? Yes, you have to. If you tell your wife that, without saying, MashaAllah, you envy your wife. Sometimes, you're in front of the mirror, and you're combing your hair, MashaAllah, and muscles. And sometimes with the teeth, I have beautiful teeth. You will envy yourself. It's happened. I'm telling you, it's happened. What are you supposed to say? Or Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah. Something that gets you. Mention the name of Allah, ya akhi. And that's it. Sometimes you play with your son, and this is really dangerous. Please give me your attention to this. And MashaAllah, your son doing something incredible. Whoa, that's good. That is envy. You have to say, MashaAllah. You know, sometimes we take our son outside for non-Muslims. So cute. Do like this? You like that, huh? That's scary. That's very scary. You're supposed to say, MashaAllah. Or to read what? قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ. Read. When she is playing with your baby, sometimes we take our son or our daughter to the doctor, pediatrician, right? To the children doctor. And the nurses, the moment the nurses, you enter the clinic, until you leave the clinic, what did the nurses and the doctor say? He's so cute. Even if he's ugly, he's still cute. You like that, huh? That is scary. Very scary. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. Protect your son, your daughter, your babies, yourself, with what? With the dua. You know what is the dua? I have a lecture, you'll find it in IslamicTube.net. What is that lecture called? Dua is the weapon of construction. Weapon of what? Construction. When construction is, when you construct house, build a house, that you're building your life. Oh, mashallah. That means you finish the food. So I, the last thing is, Jazakum Allah khair. Try as much as you can. Try as much as you can to give ruqya for yourself and your kids, inshallah. Don't believe from jinn. Do not believe in jinn. We believe in jinn. But the jinn is not stronger than you. You are stronger than the jinn. The jinn is very weak. The jinn is extremely weak. But you know what? They are strong with whom? With the person not praying on time, weak in iman. Weak in iman, the jinn become alayhi sultan. Alayhi what? Power, authority, control. But you not. You are strong. You are a believer. So you are stronger than any jinn. Trust me with that. With the Quran. With the dua. Insha'Allah Rabbil Alameen.